This is WBAA News. I'm Stan Jastrzebski. This summer, users of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as food stamps, can show their benefits card to catch a free bus ride to Greater Lafayette's farmers markets. And in West Lafayette, make their money go twice as far through a new program that doubles their benefits. WBAA's Emily Seiberg took a trip to the market with one SNAP user who's trying to decide if the extra funds outweigh the wait time.
Well, generally they're on time.
Greg Siders is waiting for the bus near his Lafayette home on a sweltering Wednesday afternoon.
So, and this deal at the West Lafayette Farmers Market should be interesting.
Siders divides his food budget between SNAP, stops at the food pantry, and visits to the supermarket. He loves what he calls the convivial atmosphere at the Saturday Lafayette Farmers Market, but today Siders is headed to the West Lafayette Farmers Market.
For some people, it is out of the way to go to the West Lafayette Farmers Market, but we want to make sure that they feel like it's worthwhile when they get there, you know?
Julia Zuchkov is spearheading West Lafayette's SNAP effort. She and others hope the financial incentives of the Double Up program and the free city bus rides will attract more SNAP customers over time. Zuchkov says there wasn't much participation at the start of this season, but that's gradually picked up.
Okay. We're hoofing it again.
The bus takes Siders to the City Bus Center downtown, where he just misses his connection and has to wait for the next one. Eventually, about an hour after his journey began, he stands at the information table at the West Lafayette Market, getting ready to swipe his card.
How do I do this? I don't really remember how much money I have left on it.
Okay. You should be able to check your balance.
Kyle Pitts, Food Finders Food Bank SNAP Outreach Coordinator, informs Siders his benefits balance is $6.34. He doubles that amount and 12 wooden tokens in hand starts to make the circuit of booths.
I see something I like. Sugar snap peas.
Siders picks up the peas, then buys some granola. He has enough tokens for one more item, and he finds it at a table of honey-filled plastic bears.
Irresistible. A little $2 bear. So, I've spent all my money.
Then it's back to the bus stop and two buses home. Because the buses arrive and depart on a 30-minute rotation, Siders doesn't linger. City Bus Outreach Coordinator Hallie Robinson says 37 people got on and off the inbound and outbound bus that stops closest to the West Lafayette Market in May during the hours of the market, and 27 people in June. But her data isn't specific enough yet to tell how many riders attended the market. On the other side of town, the Lafayette Market, while participating in the City Bus program, does not have a Double Up program of its own.
Not yet. We're looking for funding for it. So once we find and secure and funding and put it into a plan, we would definitely love to incorporate something similar.
That's Rebecca Jones, who's just 6 weeks into managing the market for Greater Lafayette Commerce. At the end of June, the Lafayette Market had passed out about 240 $1 tokens, while the West Lafayette Market had distributed about 600, or $300 worth, doubled. The closeness of those numbers might come as a surprise to some vendors, several of whom say they've gotten many more tokens at West Lafayette this year. Nancy Strack from Longhouse Farm says she's received 87 so far at the West Lafayette Market, and she estimates only about 5 in Lafayette. It's difficult to assess if more SNAP users live in Lafayette or West Lafayette, because record keeping is only done at the county level. But the downtown Lafayette Market is in the middle of a food desert, where healthy food is harder to come by. It's an area where twice the amount of SNAP dollars could be a big help.
Well, you know, you see so many people here. Hi.
Though Greg Siders is out of SNAP dollars, he's sitting at the Lafayette Market sipping from a tiny paper cup of coffee and greeting passersby. The trip here was more convenient for him, but his money now has more purchasing power in West Lafayette. So does he think it's worth the trip?
So, I don't know. It's very much a toss-up, I think.
For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.